We're going to go to the news.
Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Sakura and Ella with your 11 a.m. Zlines. In local news, Cassius, the world's largest crocodile in captivity, has died in Australian wildlife sanctuary. The massive saltwater crocodile has lived at Marilyn Melanesia Crocodile Habitat since the 1980s and was nearly 5.5 metres long and was believed to be at least 110 years old. The sanctuary described Cassius as our beloved mate and a cherished member of our family. In 2011, he was awarded the Guinness World Record for the world's largest crocodile in captivity. There are major train delays across Brisbane this morning after a vehicle crashed into an overhead line at the Beams Road level crossing at Castledine. This has resulted in Translink suspending the Caboolture, Redcliffe and Sunshine Coast lines from Northgate to Petrie. Commuters are warned to expect delays up to 60 minutes and to explore other travel options. In national news, two divers had a close encounter with a huge great white shark in Safety Bay just south of Port Perth. Tim Ryan and Andy Nelson had been crayfishing around Safety Bay when the great white began circling just a few metres away from them. Mr. Ryan explained that he dealt with the event, stating, "You've got to maintain eye contact with it at all times or else it will come and sneak up on you. You have to remain vertical in the water, then you have to keep your breathing and heart rate down." The 8-minute video was uploaded to YouTube and has been shared on multiple diving websites.
In other national news, Silver Cross reef prams have been urgently recalled due to potential collapse risks. The product recall includes the baby and toddler, Earth, Neptune and Orbit models, as the ACCC warns of faulty locking mechanisms that could lead to pram instability or collapse. Affected prams were sold from July 1, 2022 to October 31, 2023 across Australia. Users should immediately stop using the pram, verify if their model is recalled and contact premium brands for a chassis replacement. In international news, a series of strikes in Gaza have killed at least 31 people, according to Palestinian medics, as part of an Israeli attack. Gaza's health minister says one of the strikes was on a polio vaccination centre on Sunday during a pause in conflict. UNICEF spokesperson Rosalia Bolan said today's attack occurred while the humanitarian pause was still in effect, despite assurances given that the pause would be respected. This incident is disturbing. Israel has denied responsibility for the attack. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with light winds. It is currently 29 degrees with an expected maximum of 30. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is expected to reach 10.5, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to our website 4zzz.org.au.